शांति। 11th मार्च 2019 मंडे। द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम साकार मुरली। मे यू कॉन्स्टेंटली बी विक्टोरियस एंड गेन विक्ट्री ओवर माया'स पावर विद द पावर ऑफ योगा। मे यू कॉन्स्टेंटली बी विक्टोरियस एंड गेन विक्ट्री ओवर माया'स पावर विद द पावर ऑफ योगा। द पावर ऑफ योगा एंड द पावर ऑफ नॉलेज। योग बल ज्ञान बल आर द मोस्ट एलिवेटेड पावर्स। जस्ट एज द पावर ऑफ साइंस एनेबल्स यू टू गेन विक्ट्री ओवर डार्कनेस एंड ब्रिंग्स लाइट, इन द सेम वे द पावर ऑफ योगा एनेबल्स यू to gain victory over the power of Maya for all time. The power of yoga is such an elevated power that the power of Maya is nothing compared to it. Souls who have the power of yoga cannot be defeated by Maya even in their dreams. They cannot have any weaknesses even in their dreams. You have such tilaks of victory always applied on your forehead. So power of Gyan, Gyan Bal, and power of Yoga, Yog Bal, and there is power of Maya. So Baba is saying, with this power of with this yoga power, you can gain victory over Maya. And Baba has given example of science. Just as with the help of science, you gain victory over darkness, that is, you bring light. In the same way, the power of yoga enables you to gain victory over the power of Maya. And this power of Maya is nothing in front of this yoga power. Souls who have this power of yoga, they cannot be defeated by Maya even in their dreams. They cannot have any weaknesses even in their dreams. So you have such tilaks of victory always applied on your forehead. So yoga power or power of yoga is very important. In today's Sakar Murli, at one place Baba said, sit in solitude and remember Baba. And these powers are very subtle and these powers are secret, hidden. So increase the power of yoga or this yog bal, because when we have this power of yoga, Maya is nothing in front of us. When this power of yoga we have defeated the Maya even in the dreams. When we have this power of yoga, Maya cannot attack us. That is, weakness cannot attack us. And weakness or Maya means vices. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said these vices are very dirty. This is the highest university where you are sitting, but even while sitting here, there are some students who have got dirty thoughts of the world. Anger is visible. Lust is invisible. If somebody is angry, people remember that he is an angry man for 6 months. And he is fallen from their eyes. So also he is Baba doesn't consider him to be a very great soul. So if you show Shobha here, your glory here, you will get Shobha glory there. That's one statement in today's Murli. So these vices are Maya. So when you have these vices, the only way to gain victory over them is through the power of yoga or the power of jnana or knowledge. So now the question is, how to increase the power of yoga? Everybody wants to conquer vices, but somehow you are not able to do that. Probably somewhere we are lacking the power of yoga. Baba said in today's Murli, you should have so much intoxication, you should have so much happiness. Keep on remembering Father everywhere. Even whilst you are in the train, even whilst you are doing service, remember that is also yoga. And there is a lot of benefit in yoga at Amritvela. So how to increase this power of yoga? Arvind bhai, how to increase yoga power? How do you increase physical power?
Exercise.
By exercise. So if you want to increase the yoga power, you have to go for spiritual exercises, that is spiritual drills. And the most important drill is to become bodiless. To go out of this body again and again and come down. Again go up and come down. So coming and going out of this body. So physical drill. Then if you want to have physical strength, what you should do? One is exercise. Then nourishment, good food. So food should be very good. So here also if you want to have very powerful yoga stage, then your food should be very powerful. In today's Murli, Baba said, give up all the dirty habits. Give up all the dirty habits that you have formed. There is so much dirt in this world. Listen to Murli. And then go to the garden and sit in front of a flower and compare which flower I am. This is a good exercise. Listen to Murli and then go in the garden. And if you don't have any body consciousness, wear a drum and start beating it in front of everyone and tell to the world, blow the trumpet, that God has come. If you don't have body consciousness. These are the two homeworks Baba has given today. After the Murli, go to the garden, sit in front of a flower and say and talk which flower I am. And beat the drums. If you don't have body consciousness, even you can do that. So food. So good food means churning knowledge. Then what else in order to increase yoga power? What checking? Health checkup. What else? In order to remain physically fit, what you have to do? What are the ways to remain fit? To remain fit, what one should do? Detox. Rest. Okay, proper rest is also needed. If you keep on working and working and working and without taking proper rest, so there has to be a balance. Proper sleep. So good sleep one should have. Good food one should have. Exercise one should do. Walking one should do. Okay. And what else? To have good physical health. You should have knowledge about health. What is good health? What is the definition of good health? So, knowledge about health. Then, knowledge about diet. That is another thing. Same in food. What else? In order to remain fit, what one should do? Some breathing exercises, pranayama, and asanas, and few all those things. What else? Know the climate, okay. Then, for staying healthy, what one should do? If one, that will come in checkups. If one is sick, finding out why I am sick, what is the cause of sickness and taking treatment immediately. What else?
Not just walking, but walking fast.
Walking fast, oh, okay. So walking or jogging, getting up early in the morning. Okay, what else? Not doing all those things which are not conducive to good health. Any one of these things. Sleeping too much, sleeping too less. Eating too much, eating too less.
Good balance.
Good balance. So balance is the keyword for proper health. So finding out all those causes which are deleterious to the health and getting rid of them. So for yoga, you should also do exercise of the soul, that is spiritual drills, then spiritual food, and sometimes there is also need of spiritual fasting. Just as for that good health you need fasting, here also for spiritual health, for having yoga power, you need fasting in between. What spiritual fast? Keeping away from few things in between. Not always, because fasting is not done every day. Like digital fast, digital detox for some days, for some time. So fasting is also very important. Okay. Then bath. Proper care of the body. So here also you have to take bath in knowledge. With the soap of your aim, Laksh soap. So, and most important thing, you know, this is was comparison with the physical health. Now how to increase the yoga power? What other things one should do is, for increasing yog bal, soul conscious vision. What is needed is soul conscious vision. This is a very powerful tool, because the moment we see bodies, yoga power decreases. So how to increase yog bal? By having soul conscious vision. One. Second, by gyan churning. Churning of knowledge. Take one point from Murli and churn it. Whatever that comes in Murli should be done immediately. So today you have two tasks to do. One is drum. Get the drum, hang it around and start beating that God has come. This is the first homework. So where do you get the drums? Find out from Kamlesh Bhai. And second task, go to the garden. Sit in front of flower and sing, yes, which I am out of these flowers. One going to the garden and going to the street. Third train. And if you have this anger, intoxication of anger and intoxication of lust and intoxication of greed, you should hate yourself. Nafrat. It's a very strong statement in today's Sakar Murli. That you should hate yourself for this. Why I am still having lust? This is the highest university where you are sitting. And still there are some students who are having dirty thoughts. They are fools. They are having dirty thoughts of the world. There is so much dirt in the world. So for increasing yoga power, hate yourself for having all these vices. Why I am still having all these vices? No matter what names you give, lust is lust after all. You may decorate it by various names, spiritual friendships, romance, togetherness, seva, intimacy, or whatever names you give, or very good relationships. Lust is lust. So, soul conscious vision, churning knowledge, what else to increase yoga bal or yoga power? What one should do? What are the ways to increase yoga power? Self-respect. Practicing Soman. Then? Newness in yoga. Okay. But first yoga and then newness. Okay. Then? Create commentaries, yoga commentaries, okay. So listen to yoga commentaries and create your own commentaries. And every day new commentary should be created. Every day a new commentary of yoga. What else?
Invoking gratitude.
Gratitude, okay. So that will increase love for God. So that will increase divine love. So do everything that will increase divine love. So that you remain connected with Baba all the time. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you don't have to remember Baba only at Amrit Vela. Remembering while eating, drinking, walking around, moving around, even while doing seva, that is also yoga. This is the last line before. Achha. What else? What one should do? Practicing drills. Okay. That we already saw. Removing all the attachments to the world, Nashto Moha. Without that, you cannot have yoga power. Having faith in drama, because drama is also a very important thing, because otherwise you were in the stage of upheaval. So having very firm faith in drama will increase yoga power. What else? So divine love, drama, then faith in Gyan, faith in Baba, faith in Nishche, Nishche in this Yajna, everywhere will increase yoga power. Remaining in the canopy of Father will increase yoga power. You know, at Naki Lake, they have created a canopy. You can sit there and imagine that this is Father's canopy. It's a very good exercise. And there are flowers also, so you can do this exercise today. Go there and talk with the flowers. Which flower I am? I am also a flower. So, sitting in the canopy of Baba. That will increase yoga bal. Then what else? Surrendering. Sakshi. These are all the related things, and Baba has talked about this many times. So increasing Sakshi Bhav, increasing detached observership, increasing sense of surrender, increasing faith in drama, and developing Vairagya. Baba said this is a very dirty world, and Satyug is a garden, full body. Compared to that, this is a dirty world. Everywhere there is dirt in this world. So, developing Vairag for such a world, developing disinterest in this world, dispassionate, being dispassionate in this world, that will increase yoga power. What else? Anything else? Soul consciousness or soul conscious vision, okay. You can add this soul conscious vision. What else? You want to increase yoga bal. Making your dincharya, your routine very accurate. So that there is no breach of Srimat anywhere. Right from the Amrit Vela till sleeping. Every action should be accurate. Somebody sent a very good message. If somebody is sending, is wasting your 10 minutes. If somebody is wasting 10 minutes of your time, 8 minutes is your fault. If somebody comes and wastes 10 minutes, so 8 minutes is your fault. So, increasing yogbal. So, Baba is saying, may you constantly be victorious and gain victory over Maya's power through the power of yoga. So this is all about yoga power. The power of yoga and the power of knowledge are the most elevated power. Just as the power of sail enables you to gain victory over darkness and brings light, in the same way the power of yoga enables you to gain victory over the power of Maya all the time. The power of yoga is such an elevated power that power of Maya is nothing in front of this power of yoga. As I said, everybody wants to conquer Maya. So the only way or the only strength we have is power of yoga. So yoga power, work on the yoga power. Souls who have power of yoga cannot be defeated by Maya even in their dreams. They cannot have any weakness even in their dreams. You have tilak of victory applied on your forehead. So this is all about today's Murli and today's blessing. So churn about the yoga power. Om Shanti.